Tony Peterson.
Questions for Tony Peterson? Coach mentioned that you guys had a great meeting. What do you think, kind of tell us, since we weren't there, the things you guys got out of that meeting that Coach really got on forward?
You know what? It was a little bit of a reality check, a come-to-Jesus type of meeting with everybody. We've got to circle the wagons up a little bit on offense, and everybody in that room has to take accountability for what's happening out on the field right now. We're young. We're not very experienced, but there's nothing we can do about that. We as coaches have to do a better job getting our players better prepared to go out there and execute the plays. And then the players also got to take their accountability. And you know what? We had a great meeting yesterday, and they looked at it, and they understand the issues that they've got. And they've got to go out there, and they've got a job to do. And I don't think we're asking them to do something they can't do. We've got to do a better job offensively as coaches of getting it out of them, and they've got to do a better job executing. And that was basically the gist of the meeting yesterday, and it was a great meeting as an offensive unit with our whole offense in there and our staff, and I think it's going to go a long ways, and we have got to get out there and execute the plays that we're running better and make sure we're not having one little mistake here, one there, and one here, because it only takes one guy on offense. On offense, one guy makes a mistake, and it can totally ruin a play.
I'll ask you the same thing as Coach, but coming in the year, obviously it's been noted how many seniors lost from last year, but did you expect the offense to struggle this much three games in?
I didn't expect the offense to struggle, especially like we did on Thursday night. But you come in, you've got lack of experience. You got a lot of seniors walk out the door. Shoot, their offense was a great offense last year. They got a lot of guys in camp in the NFL, but you can't use that as an excuse. And I don't use that for even a second. We've got to go out there and execute better. We've got kids that got plenty good enough talent. We're young, and we've got to do better, and we've got to do better as coaches and as players, and our players understand that, and we are all together in there. We got a great group of kids in that room, and I think we'll get better each and every game, and it was a very disappointing offensive performance last week, and I think we'll bounce back from it, and we'll do a lot better.
Coach, how much of your woes on offense do you think starts up front on the offensive line with some inconsistent play overall?
Well, the offensive line, if you're solid up front and you got a bunch of guys that have played a lot of games, you can hide a lot of things. And when you're not, you can't. And usually what you need then is you need either a quarterback, a receiver, a difference maker, especially a quarterback and receiver, somebody that's big time that can erase things. And right now we don't have a bunch of erasers. We're not experienced up front. Everybody on our offense has to do their job on their play. I don't think we're asking them to do anything that they can't do. Our kids are very capable of doing it, but everybody's got to execute better. I mean, we had a couple plays where one lineman misses a block and all of a sudden the quarterback's getting killed. And you look down the field and you're like, God, if just held up on that block right there, we got a big play down the field. So it's very frustrating, but our kids see it, and it's also exciting because I can see where we can go and where we can be, and I think our kids feel the same way.
Coach, I know you called plays from the press box. At any time in the first three games, have you thought about coming to the field to maybe not shake them, but to maybe see them, look them in the eye and say,
well, I mean, sometimes, you might want to be down there. I've been up in the box for a long time. I've always felt comfortable up there. We've got some great assistant coaches down the sideline as far as that goes. And it's not been one specific thing. And it's not been one specific position. So there's not one thing that you could just go down there and say, okay, if I can just get this right here done, we're going to fix it. We've got everybody's positions have made some mistakes. All the positions have. And, I know I feel better and I do a better job up there in the box. And I feel good about the guys we got down in the field. I mean, our offensive line coach is down there, both our receiver coach, our running back coach. So I feel good with the guys we got down there. And, yeah, you'd love to go down there and shake it up a little bit, but I don't think that'd be the best thing.
Do you think there will be some more focus or maybe motivation with knowing how you guys play? If you play better, do you think it would be kind of like a turning point necessarily for your offense to say, look, this is our worst, let's get better, let's not have this happen?
I sure hope so, and I expect it to be. First thing I went in as we were watching the film is I told those kids, I'm embarrassed of the film that's on tape right now that's going around the country of what we did on Thursday night. I'm not embarrassed of our kids. I love our kids to death. And I'm with them until the end. But I'm embarrassed of what we put on film as coaches and as players right there. And everybody in that room needs to do their part to make sure that doesn't happen anymore and we move forward. And I expect it will. I do. I have full confidence that we'll move forward. We will execute better and we'll do a better job and we won't put anything on tape like what happened on Thursday night again.
Coach, your experience on offense is mostly at the receiver position in Hunter Lee and DJ Banks. Has there been some more have you thought of some more creative ways to get the ball into some of those guys' hands?
Yeah, we have, and we're going to move it around. Some of it depends on how the defenses are going to play us, but we're going to get the ball out in those guys' hands. If we have to, you know, have some different formations, some different things where we can get some picks and some rubs. Still, at the end of the day, you know, we've got to block. Quarterback's got to make the throw. We got to catch. If we're supposed to block that guy, we got to block that guy. If you're supposed to run this route, you got to run this route. And the quarterback's, you know, first play of the game, we could have probably scored on the first play of the game. You're going to miss some of those, but we've got to do a better job of executing that also.
Tulane played a lot of man coverage in the second half. Coach was saying how Kansas is probably going to show a lot of man. How specifically do you beat that? How do you approach that if they're basically saying, we're going to play man, beat us?
I think we're going to have to attack them with some of our taller bodies. We're going to have to give our kids some chances to go up and make some plays. We're going to have to force them to fight through some rubbing pick type of routes, getting the ball down the field, getting the ball out in the flat to somebody. We're going to have to force them to do that and make those plays. And we've got some stuff we've talked about. We had some stuff in the game. We had eighth, ninth play of the game. We could have went up 14-0 that we scored in the first drive to Tevin King out there on a man route, and he's wide open. It's another one of those ones where we didn't execute. He catches the ball, and he just walks in the end zone. So we've got some stuff. We got to execute it better, and we've got some more things we're going to do.
When you start creating a game plan for a specific opponent, how beneficial is it to have so many versatile players like Andrew Diaz and Hunter Lee and Lyle Pete that can go so many different ways on the field?
It's great to have a lot of guys that can do a lot of things. It really is. And we do have that, and we've got a lot of options there. We just – it really comes down to – such a lack of execution on Thursday night is the only thing that I can say, and that's the main thing we got to get fixed. And had we not had the lack of execution, we might be sitting here and have put up 35 to 42 points, because it was there. When we watched the film yesterday as an offensive unit, those plays were there, and we have to do a better job as coaches, and our players have to do a better job of executing it.
Anything else?
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tony.
Yep.